Now we leave chapter 34 of Genesis and we're ready to begin chapter 35. The first verse of chapter 35 says, "And God said unto Jacob, Arise and go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appearedest unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother." It was at this very critical point in Jacob's life that God once again spoke to him. This time he's speaking to him in a graceful way rather than in a judgmental way. Jacob was truly at a low point here. He'd had some really difficult things happen to him, and the answers weren't real clear as to what to do. And it's possible that in Jacob's grief over what had happened in these past few days had led him to go to God in confession and prayer. It led him to turn to God in a close way, seeking wisdom for the future and forgiveness for his negligence during the 10 years he spent at Shechem. When God answered him, he answered him to instruct him to move away from Shechem and to go up to Bethel, which was about 15 miles south of Shechem, but it was 1,000 feet higher in elevation. For some strange reason, though Bethel must have had some uniquely powerful memories for Jacob, it was there that God had first spoken to him from the top of the heavenly ladder when he fled from Esau, back in Genesis 28:12-15, and though he lived so close to it for about 10 years, he'd evidently never returned to it again. And this is very strange in view of the fact that Bethel was located that close to Shechem. Maybe that he had delayed at Shechem so long now that he realized he was a little bit out of step with what God wanted him to do, and so he deliberately avoided going to Bethel. That's something we don't know for sure. But at this point, we must close our lesson. At next lesson, we will begin at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.